Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come together and to focus our hearts and our minds and our souls upon you. We thank you, God, that we are blessed in such a way that we can gather together. And now, God, we just ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be a blessing unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29. I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles or the Pew Bibles, either one. Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah is a rather large book. It's right after another large prophetic book called Isaiah, if you know where that is, in the Old Testament. I don't know if it's helpful to you, but it's on 812 in my Bible. So I invite you to turn with me to Jeremiah 29. 11 through 14. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Pippin Ferreras, a Cuban diver, wants to go deep, deeper than any person has ever gone. This legendary diver has descended into 531 feet of ocean water, armed with nothing but flippers, a wetsuit, deep resolve, and one breath of air. His round trip lasted 3 minutes and 12 seconds. To prepare for such a dive, he loads his lungs with 8.2 liters of air, inhaling and exhaling for several minutes. Then he wraps his knees around the crossbar of an aluminum sled that lowers him to the sea bottom. No free diver has ever gone farther. The mystery of the deep calls him, and he wants to even go deeper. What drives a person like that? What drives a person like that? The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 3, 17 through 19 says to the church in Ephesus, "May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love." Boy, isn't that an awesome sentence? May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep His love really is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love really is. You see, when Paul wants to describe the love of God, he can't avoid the word deep. Paul says, "Dig deep into the soil of God's marvelous love," in verse 17. In verse 18, discover how deep His love really is. Envision for our as deep beneath the ocean surface. Can you maybe close your eyes and picture Him down at 500 and some feet below the surface? He's plunged the equivalent of 5 stories down. Where can He turn and not see water?